From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Earlier this month, MU researcher Marjorie Skubic presented research on the closed-loop healthcare system at the Smart America Challenge Expo in Washington, D.C. The system employs sensor technology currently being used in independent living centers like Tiger Place here in Columbia to track patients' movements and prevent falls. KBIA's Hope Kerwin has this report.
Your medical record can be more than just the file your doctor scribbles notes in during your appointment. The closed-loop healthcare system allows a patient's medical record to travel with them to wherever they are receiving treatment. The system also captures a better picture of a patient's overall health. Marjorie Skubic is a professor at the MU College of Engineering who helped design the closed-loop healthcare system. To demonstrate how the system works, Skubic uses the story of Randall. Randall is an imaginary 72-year-old man who lives by himself.
Randall all of a sudden falls down in his home. Because we have fall detection in his home, the fall is detected immediately.
When he falls, Randall breaks his shoulder and is taken to the hospital. The doctors have access to a video recording of the fall and his normal respiratory rate and heart rate, which his in-home system have been tracking.
His data is more accessible as he moves from the emergency department to surgery to his private room so that they can track him better while he's in the hospital.
Now Randall is ready to go home to recover. But with a closed-loop healthcare system, his treatment doesn't end when he leaves the hospital.
He gets additional sensors in his home that can do things like monitor gait so that they can track him and see how he's doing.
If Randall starts to relapse, his in-home system notices.
So an alert is sent to the clinical staff so that he can get the help that he needs so he does not end up back in the hospital.
And that's the goal of the closed-loop healthcare system, to prevent future hospitalizations by detecting symptoms before they become a problem. Marilyn Rance is a professor at the Sinclair School of Nursing and Skubic's partner in developing the closed-loop system.
It's essential that you have an electronic health record that talks to the sensors to help the healthcare providers make good decisions.
Rance says the nursing staff at Tiger Place have been able to detect and treat many patients, including one woman who they treated for congestive heart failure before her doctor had detected even the earliest symptoms. The only problem with closed-loop healthcare? Hospitals and other treatment facilities don't have the technology to support it. Many facilities store patients' records electronically, as now required by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. But very little of this data is shared among different doctors and specialists. As the healthcare field works to catch up, Skubic and Rance have almost perfected the in-home part of the closed-loop system. They've handed off their suite of sensors to Proactive Sense, a company that will commercialize the system for use in private homes. It's too early to tell how much these in-home sensors will cost, but Skubic says the system was designed with affordability in mind. She also cautions that the closed-loop system won't take off until healthcare professionals start to think of a patient's record as more than just a file in their office.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, with Hope Kerwin, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.